If they had the urea, if they had the curtain, shenofa bodana, that the ants came and ate it up a little bit. Shenofa bodana is curtain board, used to cut out the part around where the ant with talas ate it. The toifrenos, and then they would sew it back again. So that's called the kriya. You're ripping it now, the curtain. I'm not to take off this bad spot, and then you're going to sew it back again. So that's called the kriya. I'm not nitzfer and yechai if you do this on Shabbos. So drashi darna telas, ants, worms. Or menakiv by neck of cotton, they make a small hole in the curtain. The ogle and it's round. But sorok le kriya lamati, you have to rip it on the bottom. Ulamalu on top is a naked. Shloitaya tura suya kemotim kemotim. That the stitch shouldn't be like together or get hard, so they had to rip it out and then sew it back again. So that's the case of a Kriya Almanat Litva. Omar Rab Zutra Bar Tubia. Omar Rab, Ha Moitech Achut Shel Tfira B'Shabbos. If somebody pulls a string, Moshe, you have a Mos Negei, if you have your button, that your button is come out falling off, and you have the string and you want to pull the string to tighten the button on. If you have a tefira, you have a went through already two stitches, and the string is hanging out, and it got a little bit loose. If you pull the string now to tighten it, you'll be chayiv mishum tefer. If you pull chut the string, shel tefira, that was already sewn in twice, the Shabbos is chayiv chattis. It's the chayiv chattis for this.
Is that the same thing if you pull it
around? No, around the round is nothing. That's nothing. If you just pull it, if it's loose, and you pull it now to tighten it, that's called you're strengthening the stitches, so you're making new stitches now. Shrashi, ha-moite chut shel tfira, beged ha-tofu, you have a beged that was sewn up. V'oimid, v'heniach ha-chut orach, and they left the chut, left the string, a long string sticking out. V'nispardu shtei chatichos ha-beged, as in the two pieces that were sewn together, got a little loose now. Zumizu, b'miktsas, and you have the string that's attached to the two together. When you pull the end of the string, you're pulling it to make the two pieces come back close together again. Like if a button comes, falls out, you pull the string to make the button come closer. That's called the tfira. V'chayiv yichayiv on Shabbos. If somebody learns something from a mogush, is chayiv misa. It has a chayiv misa. We'll soon see what a mogush means. So drashi v'aloymed dovrecha min ha-mogush, it means min, that means not bikuris, some is dovrecha in avoy dezora. Ha-mamshicho l'avoy dezora. A missionary, all he talks about is avoy dezora. Afilo dvar teira osalume de medel. Even if he wants to give you a shir, wants to teach you dvar teira, dvar loch, it could be a yid. But if his, what his purpose is to be Moshech L'Avoyd Zorah, all he thinks now about is Avoyd Zorah, is also to learn anything from him. Because anything you learn, you have to be afraid he's going to interpret it or make you be Moshech after the Avoyd Zorah. Somebody has this Chochmah, that he knows how to look into the stars to make the Tzkufas and the Mazolus. We'll soon see Rashi, he could tell a Mazol of the stars. He could tell what's going to happen because he looked into the star. There's such a Chochmah like that. So somebody knows how to do this. And he doesn't do it, he doesn't make the cheshbin, is osla saprimen. It's not a nice thing. You're not using out the chokhmah you have. And like you're supposed to put him into nidu, like into cherim, and don't talk to him. So drashi by yedeya. Hani tlash maitato sham inu ma'azutu mirav ki hadodi v'gasinu. As he learned these three halachas together, that's why they're putting them now together, even though they have nothing to do one with the other. Gush is a drashi, the Armina Bachalduch, the Ravashmo Pligiba. That's next month. So, tomorrow now. Amgushi, Amgushto, it should be Amgusho. What does it mean? Ravashmo, it's always a machlokes Ravashmo, what this word means. Chado Macharshi, some says it means a Machashefer, a Kishif Macha, that's what it means. Vechado Magadufi, so one's no, Gadufi is a drashi, min Odek Bavoy de Zerum. Somebody that's Keseda being over Avoy Dezorum, or Megadiv Tomid as Hashem, and Keseda is cursing Hashem, or Mesis Anoshim Avoy Dezorum, and he talks people in to be over Avoy Dezorum. That's called Amgushi. So the Gemara Testayim, the Rav, the Yom Megadufi, that Rav is the one that says Amgushi means this Odek to Avoy Dezorum. The Yom Rav Zutya Batub, Yom Rav, Ha Loime Dovarecha Min Hamogush. It's our first halacha. If somebody learns one word, even a Dvar Torah, you listen to his pshat, his Dvar Torah, somebody that's an apikuris, that's being oivet, avoid the Zorah, is chayiv misa, is a chiv upon misa. Now, the Saka that the Harshif bring it tell me I'm Gushi, Mizoni Machashiv, or Kishiv Macham. So why you chai Miso? Hoksiv, the Posik says, Loi Silmoid Lasis. You're not supposed to learn to do Kishiv. Torah doesn't want you to be a Kishiv Macham. Avalatolomad Lohovin Ulhuris. You're allowed to learn this Chokhmah just to know about it and to be able to teach it. But Avi, you're not going to practice it. You're not going to be a Machashiv yourself. You're allowed to learn this Inyan. So if you're allowed to do it, why is the Chiv Misa? If you learn one word from him, so Lamai, it's a Kloraya that the Pshat Lerav holds that what's called Amgushi is called a Mesis, somebody that's Moshech you to avoid the Zora. So for him, it's also to learn even one word, because anything you learn from him, we're afraid it's Kavon Risa be Moshech you to avoid the Zora. That's going to be an Issa Diraisa. Drashi, this Sakadai to Charshi that only means a Charshi Mechashiv, the time of Mishum Besiv. You shouldn't find between the Yidin or Mechashefa, that's why you should learn from him. It's only us that learn this Chochm of Kishiv if you have Kavana to do it. It's time to understand it. Now you want to know this Chochm, today someone's going to be a Novi Sheker. And he'll come and tell you he's an Emerson Novi. So you'll be able to tell he's a Sheker. Like you could know this Chokhmah. You'll see what he's doing. It's Tamech HaShefah. So you're allowed to learn it to know what's going on. So as I hear, why you chayv Nisi if you learn one word from him, you're allowed to learn this Chokhmah. Drashi Testayim the Gnufihu. Hilka Kol Devor of Divri Avoy Dezorah. That this person is a person that's Dovik in Avoy Dezorah. And anything he talks about, like missionary, always about Avoy Dezorah. Vehistalak Me'olav Shlo Yestiyacha. Stay away from him, that he shouldn't talk you into being over the avodah zarah. That's nisa diraisa and yichayev misa. Right. Love and horus. Tis time. Yes, a good raya. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Omer Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Mishum ba kapora. Kol hayadeya lachashir betkufas amazolus. Anybody knows this chokhmah, to look in the stars and see the mazolus and to know what's going to happen. V'yeina choshev, and he doesn't use this chokhmah, that doesn't make the cheshbin, is all of a kos of oimer. V'yes peril Hashem lo yabitu. He's not looking into what Hashem made. O ma'isa yodiv laro. He didn't see the ma'isa what Hashem created. There is such a chokhmah, and if you have it, you should use it. And if you're not using it, you're not using out the chokhmah that Hashem gave you. So the more of Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yechinen, Minayin shemitzvah al odom lechash yitzkufas amazolos. How do you know there's a mitzvah upon a person to know this chokhmah, to make the tkufas and the mazolos? Shenema the posik says, Ushmartem vaasisem ki chokhmaschem uvinaschem leine yamin. You should listen and do the Torah, because this is the chokhmah and the bina in the eyes of the goyim. Eizel chokhmah bina shilene amim. What's called the chokhmah nabina in the eyes of even the goyim? Have yoimez the chishav tkufas amazolus. That someone has this chokhmah, he could make the cheshbin of the tkufas and the mazolus. So Rashi leine yamim shechokhmah hanikerasi. This is the chokhmah, everybody realizes it. Shemar lehem. What is this chokhmah? You tell the people, show the people simin ledvorav. In the way the sun is moving, v'hamazolus, or else how the stars are moving, shemidim kidvorev, they're made like you're going to say. Shoimel, you're going to say shonezu gishuma. This year is going to be a good gishmak year. There's going to be a lot of geshem. V'hi came shonezu, and that's the way it's going to be. Real shonezu shchuna. This year is not going to be so good. V'hi came, and that's what came out. Whatever is going to happen on this world, really the chokhmah is how the sun moves around the mazlaseh with all its stars. And when this one's created, when that one's created, the mazel toli akol, everything is told in the mazel of the stars. Lefi hashor hamascheles lishamish bechnistas hachamah lemazel. When the sun first comes into orbit, but when the stars come into its mazel, lefi how it goes in, that's the way it's going to be the year. So if you have this chokhmah, you could tell from the stars how the year is going to be. It's going to be a gishmaki year, or a panosa. You're not going to have panosa. There's such a chokhmah. So if somebody knows this chokhmah, he doesn't do it, there's an issam. While the Torah says, Ushmartem asisam ki chokhmasam asalani amen. If you have this chokhmah, it's a good thing to show off with, to show the goyim like we're smart people. What? Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, yeah. It was a chidish what the mazol is. You can push it, tell what's going to go in the world, what's going to happen. Right. Hatzatzvi. The Mishnah says another av malacher is seida. If you capture an animal, turn rabbonin, hatzad chalozin. If you capture this fish, the chalozin, that from the blood they used to make the tchelas, the blue wool. They used to squeeze, they used to squeeze out the blood, and it was very blue. That's how you made the tchelas, the blue. Is hatzad chalozin. If you catch this fish on Shabbos, v'yafotzeil. If you catch it, you squeeze it out. You squeeze out the blood from the fish. Is a nechayiv alachas. You only chayiv one malacha. That's all. Just one av malacha. Trashi apitzayi means doichkoi biyodosh yotzidomoi. You squeeze it with your hands so that the dam should come out. Is the chiddush a nechayiv alachas. Trashi mishum tzeda. You only over the east of capturing the fish. But for squeezing out the blood, that is no issue. Nothing more soon than the kasha. Why not? Who are you doing malachas by squeezing out the dam? But that is halacha yoni chay for the seder capturing it, not for squeezing out the dam. Zot Gemara in halachas. We have Yehuda loy mechayiv shtayim. Reb Yehuda says no, you chayiv two malachas. Shor Reb Yehuda loy me petsiya bechlal disha. By making this psiya, squeezing out the dam, the blood out of the fish, that's bechlal disha. So Rashi bechlal disha. Well, what is disha? Disha is you're banging the wheat when it still is in a sheaf. So you're taking out the kernels of the wheat from the sheaf, from the psoilus. That's disha. So here also you're taking out the blood from the fish. So Rashi bechlal disha. Shemafarek doma himenu. You're separating the blood from the fish. Kemafarek tfuah mikashin. Just like dash. Dash is separating the sheaf, the hard part of the tfuah of the wheat from the kernels. Shalom. So as mama shomlechas disha, omruloi the rabbanon answered back to Yehuda no, and psiya bechlal disha. He answered back no, squeezing out the fish that's not bechlal disha. Disha is disha, and this is not disha. The more soon say why not? The more I'm a rova my time with the rabbanon. What's like the time of the rabbanon? Why not? Why isn't squeezing out the blood of the fish just like you're squeezing out the kernels of the wheat from a shift? Have the more kasavri we hold halacha and disha ella legdule karka. There's only the isha disha on something that grows out of the ground. So on tfuah, on wheat, on peiris, that's where we have this isha disha of separating the fruit from its sheaf, from its psoilus. Mashenkein fish is not called gdule karka. There's no isha disha on fish. So squeezing out the blood, even though you're getting the blood out of the fish, is a type of mloch of disha. There's no isha deraisa. Fredigmarakopon of lechayev nami mishum ntilas neshama. But when you squeeze out the blood, eventually you kill it. So for killing it, you be chayim mishum l'ntilos neshama. Poshe, that's like part of the malacha of sheichit. Sheichit is one of the obvious malachis, and the malacha of shechita is poshe is l'ntilos neshama. By killing something, taking out its neshama, that's an av malacha. So who are here squeezing out the blood, you're zichah going to kill it. So why aren't you chayim mishum l'ntilos neshama? Amar Rabbi Yechanan shepotso meis. We're talking about you capture the fish, but then you let it die by itself. You just took it out of the water, and it died by itself. And after it died, then you squeeze out the blood. So you're not doing a ma'isa tilos neshama. That's why you're not chayiv for taking out the neshama. Rava amenein, afilu teima shepetzei chai. Rava says, no, like we'll soon see, it's better off the blood is more bluer than. It's better tchilis if you take the blood out when it's alive. So Ramasin, you're squeezing out the dam, and poshid, you're killing it when all the dam comes out. So it's Rik Shveda Kasher, why aren't you chayim mishum netilas neshama? You're taking away the neshama, you're killing the animal, you're killing the fish. And the Gemara, misasek hu etzel netilas neshama. You have a p'tura misasek. Like you're not really, your kavana now is not to kill the fish. You don't want to kill it. Your kavana is to take the blood out. I'm a male of the fish dies. That's called like misasek. Let's see Rashi. Misasek hu etzel netilas neshama. Kloima. Legabi netilas neshama, legay to the kavana. Do you have intention of killing it now, of taking the neshama out of the fish, having misasik b'dav racher? It's considered you're being oisik and doing something else. That's not what you're mechavim to do now. V'loyheve meleches machsheves. That's not called the meleches machsheves. She'en miskaven shiyomas. You don't have kavanah which you kill, it should die. So Rashi learning, like the Osum Toys also be sound, that really the p'tur of misasik is the p'tur of meleches machsheves. You have to have kavanah to know exactly what you're doing. Here you're not being mechaving and killing it. You're being mechaving taking out the blood, not in killing it. So if you're taking out the blood, you're blibing mesasek. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns that you're not really a mesasek Or else Torah says kasha that Masasi is chayiv over here. The Torah learns the posture of proof and any maskavin. Posture, you're not mechavin killing it. Your kavon, your istam, taking out the blood. You're not mechavin to kill it. So since you're not mechavin to kill it, it's like a ptur of any maskavin. For then the Torah is very good next to Mos kasha. For the Gemara, abavoha baye v'rova diyamr tavayu. Moide Rabbi Shimon, both the Abaye and Rava both said that Rabbi Shimon, he's the one that always says Dover Shein Meskaven is Mutter. But even Rabbi Shimon is Moide, the Psikresha V'lo Yomus, that Yechayiv. In a case like in this case, where Imam is cutting off the head of the chicken, you can't say you're not Mechaven to kill it, even if you're not Mechaven to kill the chicken. But by cutting off the head, it's a Psikresha, it has to die. So something that has to happen, Yechayiv, even though you're not Mechaven, that's considered like Yav Kavona. Here also, if you're squeezing out the blood, so you're not mechavin to kill it, but the mitzvah is squeezing out the blood of the fish, kills the fish. So it's called a psik ratio. So how could you say your potter causes any mechavin? I'm moed the Reb Shimon, where it's a psik ratio, where it has to happen, that you chayiv. Any mechavin always is chayiv, where it's not vade, it has to happen. But we have before, you drag the chair along the floor. So you're not mechavin to make scratches in the floor, to make harishim. So we say, your kavona is tam dragging along the chair, you want to get the chair inside. So if you drag along, if it's not 100%, you have to make scratches on the floor, even though now you make some scratches, still it's mutter. Well, then you're allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Even though by walking on grass, sometimes you rip off the grass, but you're not mechavin to pull off the grass, and it's not a psik ratio. It doesn't have to happen that when you walk through the grass, every step rips out grass. Therefore, it's mutter. But in the case where it's a psik ratio, with vade has to happen, unless you be walking through very large, very tall grass, and by you walking through it, you have to pull it out, it's tak also to walk there on Shabbos then, because that's called a psik ratio. If it has to happen, and it's happening, you can't say you're not mechavim to pull it out. That's moedir of shim where it's a psik ratio chayiv. So where the kasha here is, since you're squeezing out the blood, and by taking out the blood, the fish has to die. So what do you mean, your potter? For it feels the shama gushinam mechavin, but it's a psikresha. And for the Gemara, shani hocha. Here it's a little bit, this psikresha is different. The kama dispe neshama tfei nichale. As long as it's alive, as long as the neshama is inside the fish, you like it better. You're tfei nichale. Ki hecha delitzo tziva. In other words, the blue, the dye of the blood is better, cause the man the fish is alive. So your whole kavon of squeezing out the blood is bedavka to get the blood out, but with the kavon you want it to stay alive. It is called pashat of segregation of the loy nichale. You're not nichi, you're not happy with what's happening. It was up to you, you would not want it to die. Because as long as it's alive, the blood comes out better, it comes out with a better color. It's tziva tfei, it has a better, clearer color. So it's called the segregation of the loy nichale. You don't want it to die, so with loy nichale, then you put it. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi, tfei nichale. Shedam hachai, kolzaman, the blood is coming out of a live fish. Toiv, it's better, midam hames, from the blood coming out of a dead fish. Vechiv, on the chol atzmei mischad v'toruch. L'shoimroi, shelo yomas biyodoi, when he's squeezing out the blood, he's very carefully to try his best not to kill the fish. Afilu meis, even if the fish does die, ein kan elo mesasi. This is called the mesasi that you put him. When does Rav Shimon say Yechayiv Apsik Reisha? V'midid lo nichvas lei. It doesn't bother you if it happens or not. Imis Rami. If it happens, yes. If it happens, no. It doesn't bother you. Yes, yes. No, no. So then we say, if it has to happen, Yechayiv. Miyo Yechavin lo Mechavin. You're not Mechavin. So you want to have a Ptur of any Mechavin you don't have, because since it's a Psik Reisha. But over here, where it's lo nichalei, Psik Reisha, lo nichalei, then we don't say a Blais Mechavin, then you talk a Potter. Tosis learns the pshat from loy nichalei is then obliged like a melacha shenzrich legufa. There's not really a ptur of any meskavin. Al the any meskavin the kapar, since it's a psikresha, you'll be chayiv. Something that vaday has to happen, it's considered as if you have kavonim. Whether you care, whether you want it, you don't want it to happen. Since it's vaday has to happen, that's called yimechavin. So Tosis learns what's the Gemara saying at Teretz loy nichalei. You would not want it to die. That's a ptur of a melacha shenzrich legufa. But if it was up to you, you would not want it to die. So the killing, you can't be chai for killing it, because it was up to you, you'd rather it be alive. That's called the melacha shen tzrich l'gufa. Melacha tzrich l'gufa means you want what's happening. You want it to die. If you'd want the fish to be dead, then you'd be chai for killing it. But here that you don't want it to die, that's called the Malacha She'ein Tzmich LaGufa. You do not want the Gufa killing it, and that's why you potter. That's the way Tosis learns. Rashi is Mashmanom. That's the Ptur Neni Mischavin. It's called the Psikreshet L'Nichalei. When you don't want it to happen, you're not Chayv, even though it's a Psikreshet, it's not called Mischavin. So I call upon, that's why you potter, even though Metzias, you're killing the fish, but since you don't want it to die, you potter. Either the Rashi learns it's potter cause as L'Nichalei, even though it's a Ptur Neni Mischavin, and the way Tosis learns the Ptur from Lochish and Tzrich L'Gufa. Faito. Habia Shoichtoi. The Mishnah says another malacha is shoichetoy. If you shecht, you kill an animal. For the Gemara, shoichet mishumai chayiv. What's the yav malacha involved about shechting an animal? So Rashi, shoichet mishumai mechayiv. I rushed before that. The litzla tzivagasin ishtay maris tzivot lula. It should be more clearer the dye. The blood calls them on the fish is alive. It's more clearer the blood. Shoichet mishumai mechayiv. Shchita b'mleches ha-mishkon. We're shallow when they did a shchita in the Mishkan, that when they killed the animal, they didn't kill the animal that I'm not to eat it there. They killed it, I'm not to use the skin. So that's the shallow hecha. O maya vidite, what did they do it for in the Mishkan? E'i ma'oiris elim ma'adamim. They used to kill the elim to get the red skin off it. Is lomeli bu shchita v'chanika na misagi. But when they killed the Elam and the Mishkan, they didn't kill them and not eat it. They didn't even eat the meat. No, the Ikar Kavanah was just to have the skin. So really, they could have just strangled it. They didn't have to shecht it. So the shal was, when they made the shchit and the Mishkan, what's the malacha they did? Hey, that's pshita. When we do a shchit now, like when the Mishnah says shoichit, havadah means yechayifun on the Nitzil's Neshama, you shecht in the animal not to kill it so that you can eat it. That's pshita in the Mishnah. We want to know now in the Mishkan though, when they killed the animal in the Mishkan, it wasn't Almanas to eat it. It was just Almanas to get the skin out of it. So, what was the Malacha being done? Like Toys also, the Baron Toys speaks out. Lava Sheikhet the Mastisan Koy. We're not asking the question of when the Mishnah says Shechita. So, he Pshita, Lehevi Yelam Mishum Tzils Neshama. When we go and shecht an animal, our Rikha Kavonar is to kill the animal so we can eat it. We're doing a good Shechita. So our kavanah is to make a Matilas Neshama. That's the Av Malach of Shechit. Till it's over to now, Bezim Asisim, El Ashechit the Yamakoi. Because we'll soon see the other Psan of the Mishnah and the Gemara here, why Yechai Mishum Shechit is Yechai Mishum Tzadeya. You're dying the animal. You're dying the neck. When you shecht it, so the neck of the animal now looks very red, it sells for fresh meat. So a butcher likes to have the meat to be all red, full of the blood. It looks much fresher. So the Tzata say the reason why you chayiv a shechit is because you're dying the meat, you're making it red. So that's why he says, the Mishnah when it says shechit, zichit doesn't mean dying. Because the Mishnah itself says tzoveya by mlocha by itself. So the Mishnah when it says shechit, zichit means tam, killing the animal. But the shalom is now in the Mishkan. When they shechted, they killed the animals in the Mishkan, what mlocha, what was the rikin kavona? But some achloikis. Rav ame mishum tzoveya. In the Mishkan, when they killed the animal in the Mishkan, the Am Malacha was Tzaveya. You're like dying the animal right now. We'll soon see what you need this dying for, what the dying is doing. That's Pashid. Yechayiv after Tzils Neshama. For killing it, Yechayiv. And who I didn't say before, if you take a fish and you kill the fish, even though you're not doing the Maisa Shechita, because the Av Malacha Shechita is not the Malacha Shechita, you're cutting the Samamonim, you're cutting the Simonim, you're making Heter Achila. Even if you wouldn't have Heter Achila, the Malacha is the Metzias of the Tzios Neshama, that's the Malacha. Yechai Meshum the Tzios Neshama. What then if you kill a person, Achmonis on Shabbos, you also chayiv an Av Malacha from the Tzios Neshama. Right? Because somebody said there's only a chiv